It's Thursday, January 14th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The Trump administration has changed its vaccine rollout plans. It is now recommending for people over 65 and those with high-risk conditions such as heart disease or diabetes to get the vaccine immediately. They also want to send out more first doses without reserving the second shot, hoping more people can start the process. Dan Vergano, science reporter at BuzzFeed News, joins us for the rollout changes and concerns from the Biden administration about the new plan. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Glad to be with you.
Operation Warp Speed officials have changed course on their vaccine rollout plan. They want to broaden the amount of people that can get this right now. I know we're going through these kind of tiered phases and all, but they want to open it up to all people over the age of 65 and anyone that has high risk conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, obesity. And I think they also want to kind of just throw all the available doses out there. I know we were saving some for a second dose, you know, which is supposed to be taken about 3 weeks, 4 weeks apart. They just kind of want to open the floodgates right now. So Dan, tell us a little bit about the plan from Operation Warp Speed.
So from Operation Warp Speed's viewpoint, what they have done is they've assured themselves that the manufacturers are producing enough vaccine on time, so that if they do, instead of holding back a reserve shot for the second dose for everyone they get a first shot to, that instead they can just sort of send out all the shots they got and be reassured that there will be a second shot around instead of hanging around for it. And this is an effort to increase the supply of shots out there for the people to get. What they're finding also is that they're not getting good reporting back on who's gotten a shot and when. The states, the jurisdictions are supposed to reply within 72 hours, yes, we gave somebody a shot. They're used to doing that in 30 days, and there's the sense that a lot of states aren't, which might explain the low rate of vaccinations overall. You know, they said they sent out about 29 million shots, and only about 9 million people have gotten one. So there's, you know, only about a third of people have gotten the shots they've sent out. So there's some frustration there. So they're trying to use a stick, like, you know, don't report and you don't get any more vaccines. The allocation was just done by state population. Now the allocation is going to be done by over 65 population. This is an attempt to get more doses to more people who are at higher risk. There's also as well, sorry to give you the entire rundown, but also they promised that they're going to do more outreach to set up mass vaccination sites and help states with the vaccinations. It's a recognition that Operation Warp Speed, while it was making factories to make these vaccines before they proved out and sort of compressing the testing timeline, which, you know, although still, you know, using all the same safety measures, we're still sort of compressed in terms of how they usually do it, that they did not actually assist the states in setting up places for people to get shots, where it's clear that the states need more help than they can do by themselves. And so the feds are offering them some assistance.
Right. And we're starting to see that in a lot of places. In California, where I'm at, Dodger Stadium is being turned into a vaccination site. Disneyland is being turned into a vaccination site. So these big centers are going to start opening up. What has the Biden administration said about this plan? Because I know they had a similar plan where they wanted to get more people their first doses and just so we can start getting as many people vaccinated as possible. But I know that there's some concerns from them, and they're coming into power next week, so things will change slightly, I'm assuming. What are some of the concerns from the Biden team?
So Biden's team last week said that they supported the one part of Operation Warp Speed's change, which is to not hold back the second doses, but to send them out and figure that just in time, the manufacturing will be there to provide those second doses. What you're reading and hearing is that the Biden team is a little bit nervous about them suddenly throwing the gates open to everybody in the country. If you add up all the people in group one, this is the priority that the CDC's advisory committee set up for, which started with healthcare personnel and people in long care and nursing homes. And now it's everybody over 65 and anybody who has a high risk condition. That added like 109 million people to who already were eligible. So you're talking about 174 million people. That's half the country, right? So all of a sudden the Biden folks are walking in there with half the country expecting them to get them a dose tomorrow. And this doesn't add up. First, we aren't getting shots to the people who we do send the doses out for. And there ain't 174 million times two doses anyways.
Right.
The manufacturers have promised to deliver something like 100 million each shots, you know, in the first quarter of the year. That's only enough for 100 million people. That's not 174 million people. So they're worried that Trump is sticking them with a promise that he doesn't have to deliver on and that they're going to be sort of stuck with. Although, of course, Biden's campaign pledge was 100 million shots in the first 100 days of his administration, which looked doable for the numbers that the manufacturers were promising, realizing that 100 million shots is just 50 million people vaccinated, right? Because you get their Biden number two. So, of course, they're looking this gift horse in the mouth here that Trump has left them with, of course.
How are we looking with regards to people's willingness to actually take the vaccine? Because we're talking about all these vaccines flooding the market, let's say, right? More available for people. But I am still hearing, anecdotally at least, a lot of people hesitant to take these vaccines.
It's clear that there's some hesitancy. Typically, only about 80% of people in the healthcare profession get the flu shot, you know, who should know better. And here, you know, you do see these reports of different healthcare personnel refusing to take it. That's just part of the human tapestry. In polls, something about 2/3 to more people say that they'd be willing to take a shot now. But that still leaves, you know, if the country's population is 330 million people, more than 100 million people who said they wouldn't get a shot. That's a lot of people, right? And that's a drag because we need to get what they call population immunity, or sometimes herd immunity. The raw number, you know, just the naive estimate, is at least 70%. They're about 67% of the population immunized. So we're starting to play with that if we have people who won't even get it. This is what we're going to see. We saw this with H1N1 in 2009. There's going to be people who refuse to take it. There's going to be people who want to take it, but, you know, are complacent and like, I'm pretty healthy. I'll do it some other day.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, this kind of hesitancy is just going to be, you know, along with waiting in line, you know, is going to be just part of our experience for the next 6 to 12 months.
The initial rollout of the vaccines has been slow, as we know. We're starting to ramp things up. I'm hoping nothing but positive things happen with these continued rollouts and changes to the rollout. So we'll see how all of it plays out. Dan Vergano, science reporter at BuzzFeed News, thank you very much for joining us.
You bet.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.